Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new round of snowfall is on the way. Snow and mixed precipitation is expected to disrupt the morning commute tomorrow. WBUR's meteorologist Dave Epstein joined us on Skype to talk about when the snow will get started.
Well, it'll arrive between about 4 and 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Lisa, and it will come down at a steady clip first thing. And, of course, that's when folks are heading to work. So this is not a major storm in terms of amounts of snow. We're only looking at about 2 to 4 inches in Boston, 3 to 6 as you get north and west of the city, and a coating to building up to that 2-inch amount as you get, say, from Cape Cod all the way up towards the South Shore.
So let's say if you're on the road between 7 and 8 o'clock, if you're setting out, what should you expect
it'll
to see?
It'll be snowing, and you're definitely going to have slower travel than would be typical with the typical morning traffic on a Tuesday. So things will definitely be slowed down. I suspect that a lot of schools are going to either delay or cancel altogether just because that seems to be what happens now, even with any amount of precipitation. So with the timing, that probably is what we're going to be looking at.
Are you thinking of wet, heavy snow or the fluffy stuff?
No, it's so temperatures are going to be in the upper 20s to low 30s. It's not so much the texture of the snow. It's really the fact that we're going to be mixing with sleet and freezing rain once we get beyond about 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning. And then we'll just have a mixed bag throughout the afternoon. Lighter precipitation, but definitely some icing possible, especially southwest of Boston. If you're headed toward Connecticut tomorrow, I think that's where the most impactful weather will be, because there could be several hours of freezing rain, a tenth to a quarter of an inch of freezing rain, and that can start to create some power outages. And so if you're traveling on 90 west and then you get into the 84 or 91 through the Hartford area tomorrow, just be careful. I think that's going to be one of our most impacted areas in southern New England.
How about in Eastern Mass around the Boston area and in Central Mass? Any concerns about the afternoon commute tomorrow?
There'll be some lighter precipitation, so I think things will have been treated. There will have been traffic. There'll still be slippery spots, no doubt about it. But again, this isn't a major storm. It's 2 to 4 inches of snow around the Boston area here in December.
And any words to the wise, Dave, about cleanup if there's cold weather after the storm?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say that the best thing you can do is get rid of all the slop here either tomorrow night or Wednesday. So Wednesday's temperatures will go above freezing by a little bit, but we're going to be very cold here Thursday and Friday. So anything that is not removed will just kind of stick around for several days. We should go back above freezing by the time we get to Sunday. So it's not like this is going to be with you through the month of January, but nevertheless, it's going to make a difficult time if you don't remove it here tomorrow night and early Wednesday.
I think get rid of the slop is always good advice, no matter what.
And exactly.
And what about any chance of flooding, street flooding?
No, nothing like that. We're looking at maybe a half an inch to an inch of precipitation over Cape Cod, where it's mainly in the form of rain. And it has been very wet down there, some folks seeing nearly 8 inches. But this is not, again, a high impactful storm because of what's falling out of the sky. It's impactful because of when it is falling during that morning commute tomorrow.
That's WBUR's meteorologist Dave Epstein. You can read Dave's forecast at WBUR.org.